Democrat women wear white to sew to in support of abortion. By Katherine Hamilton on March 7, 2024. Many Democrat female lawmakers wore white to the State of the Union on Thursday night to show support for killing unborn babies by abortion. The Democratic Women's Caucus announced the dress code on Wednesday, which included a Fighting for Reproductive Freedom pin. The selection of white is likely a nod to the white outfits suffragists would wear during their fight for women to have the right to vote in the early 1900s. Female Democrat lawmakers have worn white to pass State of the Unions, including in 2020. Our message is clear: women must be able to access the health care they need to control their own lives and futures. That means women, not politicians, should be in charge of whether, when, and how to start or grow their families. That includes access to birth control, access to abortion, and access to IVF, said Caucus Chair Representative Lois Frankel, DFL, said in a statement. President Joe Biden is expected to push abortion during his speech as an extension of his relentless campaign on the issue ahead of the presidential election and in the wake of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. His strategy, as well as Democrats overall, has been to paint Republicans pushing pro-life laws as extreme and to blame former President Donald Trump for the end of Roe v. Wade, which had for 50 years established an invented constitutional right to abortion. Related: decoding Democrat Joe Biden's 2024 abortion playbook. Part of Biden and Democrats' strategy is also to bring guests to the State of the Union address with tragic abortion stories, as well as IVF experts and those who were born through IVF, The Hill reported. For example, First Lady Jill Biden invited Kate Cox, a Texas mother who left the state to have her disabled baby aborted at around 21 weeks of pregnancy. She did so after the Texas Supreme Court denied her request to get an abortion. Justices wrote that Cox's doctor had failed to provide evidence that the pregnancy was life-threatening or aligned with the state's abortion law exceptions. Related: Sota guest conceived in rape refutes Democrats' abortion agenda, I am that 1%. Democrats are also seizing on a Alabama Supreme Court's recent ruling that frozen embryos are considered unborn children under state law. At least three clinics in Alabama have reportedly paused offering IVF since the state Supreme Court issued its ruling. Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, is bringing Elizabeth Carr, the first person to be born via IVF in the United States, and Senator Tammy Duckworth, DEL, who has had two daughters through IVF and sponsored a recently blocked Trojan horse fertility bill, is bringing Illinois reproductive endocrinologist and infertility specialist Dr. Amanda Adelea. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.